Today's shiur is Masechta Yuma Daf Ayin Vav. We will begin on Daf Ayin Hei Amud Beis, 16 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, Lechem Abirim Ochel Ish. The pasuk says in Tehillim regarding the man, Lechem Abirim. It's called the bread of Abirim. Abirim means the strong ones. Explains the Gemara, who does that mean? Lechem shemalacha sharos oichon oisai de Rabbi Kiva. It's the bread that's eaten by malachim. Says the Gemara, ukshenem edvaram ofnei Rabbi Shmuel, when this was repeated to Rabbi Shmuel, omalahem, he said to them, tzuva omala lakiva, go tell Akiva, Akiva to Isa, you made an error. Vechim malachi asharos oichon malachim, do malachim eat bread? V'loi kva nemar, the pasuk says regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was in Shemayim, Lechem lo yachalti, umayim lo yishasisi, I didn't eat bread, I didn't drink water. Like the Mashah explains, the Gemara says, lo'olam al yishana odom, v'imin hoga yishal mokam. A person should act like everybody else in the place he's going acts. So since in Shemayim, nobody eats, malachim don't eat, so Moshe Rabbeinu didn't eat. El manim kayim avirim, so how do we explain avirim? Explains the Gemara, Avirim means Lechem shenivel b'masayim v'abom shemayin avirim. That's bread that gets absorbed into the body, into all 248 limbs. The Maral explains, what was the machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel were arguing if malachim eat. According to Rabbi Kiva, malachim eat. According to Rabbi Shmuel, malachim don't eat. The Sfasema says, of course, we have to understand when we say malachim eat, according to Rekiva, it's not eating in the way we understand eating. Malachim don't eat the same way we eat. And there's a very nice point that his son, the Imre Emes, makes. He says that we know that malachim were created on the second day of Bryas Olam. The man was created on Erev Shabbos, on the sixth day. So obviously the eating of malachim is not the regular eating. Otherwise, why did they eat from the second day till the sixth day? But Rabbi Kiva says that they did do some sort of eating. And Rabbi Shmuel disagrees, and he says you're making an error. Malachim don't eat. From here, the place can point out that if somebody feels that somebody else made an error in halacha, you're allowed to say, Te'isa, you're making a mistake. And what does it mean? It gets absorbed in the entire body immediately. There's an interesting chazanish. Chazanish says that the Magen Avraham says that when somebody smells besamim, we know you have to make a bracha before you smell the besamim, bari mina besamim. There is no bracha achroina. Why is there no bracha achroina? Says the Magen Avraham, because as soon as you finish smelling the besamim, there's nothing left in your system. It's ready after, it's as if the food was already digested. Says the Chazon Ish, we know that where was Brich Samazin composed? Brich Samazin was composed in the Midbar, by Moshe Rabbeinu. But if Rabbi Shmuel is correct that the man got absorbed immediately into the body, how did they ever say Birch Samazan? There's nothing left. It's ready after the digestion. So therefore, the Chazon Ish explains the reason a bracha achroin is not made after besamim is because it's not such a significant act. So it's not such a significant act, you don't make a bracha achroin. However, eating, even though the food got this food that you ate now, the man, got immediately absorbed. Since you ate, you still can make a bracha achroina. Says the Gemara, Elamanim Kayim, asked the Gemara, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that the man got absorbed into the body. The pasuk says, V'yeset tia l'chal aznecha. The Torah tells us that whenever Klai Yisrael goes out, wherever there's a camp of Klai Yisrael, they should have the bathroom outside the machna, outside the camp. That if they need to use the bathroom, they should not do it in the middle of the machna. This is Machloikas Rishonim, the Urayim, and the Rambam. If this then only applies in a machna where there's the Aron HaKodesh, or it applies in any machna. But here it says that they use the bathroom. We said the man absorbed in the body. Answers the Gemara. They needed to use a bathroom for what they bought from merchants. Even when they bought other food, man mafigam would be absorbed by the man in the system. So why do they need this bathroom? After they did the avera, that's when the man didn't have that ability. Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu said, I said that they should be like malachim that don't need to go to the bathroom. Now they're going to have to work three pasos, which was the area of the size of the machna of Klai Yisrael. As the pasuk says, that was the area of the machna Yisrael. I saw that spot. It was three parsi big. That's how far they had to walk. Because the Tana we learned in the Braisa, Chinifnin, when they used to use the bathroom outside the Machna, they only used the bathroom to the back of where they were walking. Why? Rashi explains, because they never knew in which direction they'll be going. They may be going forward, or they may be going to the side. So since they may be traveling in that area, they can't use that area as a bathroom and then have to travel on it. But Rashi explains they never went backwards, so that's why they could use the area behind the machna as the bathroom, but to go from one end to that end would be three pasol. The pasuk says that Klai Yisrael spoke about the man, and they said, V'ata nafsheni yivesha, en kol. Amru, osim man ze shetipeich mimeim. This man will swell our stomachs. V'klum yesh yulur isha shemachnes bein amaitzi. Is it possible for a person to eat and not have any waste leave his body? I saw a vote from Rabbi Yosef Engel. He says, why does the Gemara call them a Yulud Isha? The Gemara says, Klum Yesh Adam. Why does it say Yulud Isha? So he says that a child, when it's in his mother's womb, eats, gets the same nourishment as his mother. But a child, when it's not yet born, doesn't excrete any waste. So Klum Yesh Yulud Isha, only after the person is born, is a Machnas Vein Amaitzi. Ukshinam Dvaram of Nei Rabbi Shmuel, when this was said over to Rabbi Shmuel, like we learned before, Dover and Shenivla be Messiah by Boshman and Avrim, the man is absorbed in the 248 Avrim. What do they need the bathroom for? But Vram Shabam Medina Sayam. For what came from them from overseas, the Mefarshim discuss, what about the Slav? That it says in Medrash that the Slav came down with the man, so maybe they needed a bathroom for the Slav. So Farshman explained, first of all, Slav did not come every day. Slav only came occasionally. And moreover, the Slav that came from Shemayim had the same characteristics as the man that it got absorbed in the body. Dover achad lechem avirim ochel ish.
Same 2 to 3 to 6 hours?
I don't know. Lechem avirim ochel ish. Ze Yeshua shuroi men k'neg kol Yisrael. Who is it referred to? It refers to Yeshua. That's the ish. K'siv hocha ish. It says regarding Yeshua ish, regarding the man ish, v'ksiv hasm kachlcha Yeshua ben Nun ish esheruach boy. So Mefarshim explain, what does it mean that the man came down for Yeshua as much as for all of Klal Yisrael? So they explain that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, Yeshua escorted him to the mountain, remained by the mountain all of the days that Moshe Rabbeinu was up in Shemayim. And even though Yeshua, this is the way the Sfasem explains, even though Yeshua was separated from the rest of Klal Yisrael, so the rest of Klal Yisrael all got man because they were part of its Tzibur. Yeshua, even though he was not part of that Tzibur, got man on his own Tzchus. Another pshat is the Mashal explains that Yeshua, with the man, came down tremendous hasogas haTorah, that they were able to understand Torah. Yeshua was able to understand Torah as much as all of Klal Yisrael. Another pshat is that the man came to Klal Yisrael b'schus Moshe. But that was only when Moshe Rabbeinu was amongst us. When Moshe was Shemayim, b'schus whom did the man come? B'schus Yeshua. Ask the Gemara, who says that the ish that the pasuk is referring to is Yeshua? Vayim Moshe. Perhaps it means Moshe Rabbeinu. The ksiv, for ish Moshe on of Moi. So Moshe Rabbeinu is called ish. Answers the Gemara, donen ish mi ish, vayim donen ish me ho ish. Here Moshe Rabbeinu is referred to her ish. Yeshua is called Ish, and the pasuk says Ish. The Rabbeinu Eliyakim says that the pasuk says Moshe Ish Olakim. So it says Moshe is a Ish. So Rabbeinu Eliyakim answers again, the Ish goes together with Olakim, whereas Yeshua is called Ish alone. The Tosfos Rid says a different kasha. He asked, Rashi says in Parashas Yisroi, V'yishtachu ish l're'ehu. When Moshe Rabbeinu met Yeshua, met Yisroi, it says one person bowed to the other. Any day mi yishtachu v'lemi. We don't know who was the one that bowed. Him, Moshe, was the one that bowed to Yeshua, or was it Yeshua that, to Yisroi, or was it Yisroi that bowed down to Moshe? K'sha'oimu, when the pasuk calls Moshe ish, v'ish Moshe anav ma'id, have oimu zem Moshe. It's a proof that Moshe was the one that bowed down. So we see that Moshe Rabbeinu is called ish. So Tosfos Rit says, of course Moshe Rabbeinu is called ish. But whenever we have a Gzeres Shavah, and we have two options, which Gzeres Shavah to follow, we follow the one that's a better match. Ish, Yeshua is called ish. Moshe Rabbeinu was never called ish. That doesn't mean that the word ish is totally inappropriate to Moshe Rabbeinu, but Yeshua, it's more of a better fit. Says the Gemara, Shol Tamid Vesav Shim Ben Yoichi. Why did the man not fall only once a year? Why did it come every day? I'll give you a marshal to answer. There's a king that had one son. So he said, I'll give you money once a year for the whole year. So he come meet his father only once a year. So he went and started giving him every day. Then now he has to greet his father, come meet his parents every day. Af Yisrael. The same thing with Klal Yisrael. Mishi yesh le abim chamisha bonim. Somebody who had a large family, like the Mashal explains. If it was only a husband and wife, so they can make do. They would have found enough to live on. But let's say somebody has a larger family. He was always in a state of concern. Maybe tomorrow there won't be any month. V'nimtzu kulam mesim barov, and we will chas v'shalom die in hunger. Nimtzu kulam mechavim meslibam laveh mishishamayim. They always were thinking about Hashem. So like the Slonim Rebbe explains in the Tziva Shalom, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Parashas Bereishis curses the snake. He says that wherever you go, offer to your, wherever you go, sand will be your food. So if you think about it, he says, why is it a klala? It's a gevaldik debracha. The nachash never has to think about parnasa, he never has to worry. Wherever he goes, he has food. So he says, that's the klala. A Jew has to always be dependent on Hashem. What a wonderful life. Be dependent on Hashem. On the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the Nachash, doesn't want a relationship with the Nachash. So wherever he is, he gives him his Panasa, I don't want to have anything to do with you. Ramesha uses this Gemara to discuss a very interesting Shaila. Here it says that every day you're supposed to worry about that day. So the Moran Avram says, so how are you allowed to have a savings account? So he says, a savings account is not called being worried about tomorrow. That's the way people live. That today I need less, tomorrow I need more, so I put money away for it. But Ramesha discusses the issue about insurance. How is a person allowed to buy a life insurance policy? So Ramesha says that after there was such a invention called insurance, that means that's part of the way the world works, that a person is supposed to have insurance, just like you have a job. Insurance is something you're supposed to have. But it's interesting what Ramesha says. He says, if a person has a number, has a limited amount of funds, and he can't buy all different types of insurance policies, he says, it's more important to buy a life insurance policy than a pension. He says, because the Gemara says, man de yov chai yov mezoini. If you're alive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you mezoinis. But after a person's not here in the world, there is that bracha doesn't exist. So that's why a life insurance policy, where the person is not here anymore, doesn't exist. He says, what precedes a life insurance policy is a pension for your family, for your wife, that they should be taken care of. So it says, first goes a pension for your wife, then a life insurance, and then for yourself a pension plan. Why did the month come every day? It should be nice and fresh. Like the Mefarshim is saying, that the Rishayim and the Beinanim, as we learned in the previous Gemara, anyway had to prepare it. But Tzaddikim, who didn't have to do any preparation, should get it fresh without having to have old product. They shouldn't have to schlep the man when they were traveling from place to place. So the Ben Yoyada says, the man is called Lechem in Hashemayim. The word Lechem stands for Lamed, is for Lev, Lev Echad. Ches stands for Cham, and Mem stands for Masli Haderech. That's why the man is called Lechem. The Tariya of Tafim Rabbi Shmuel was a Kenim Yoshim v'Oiskim Parashas Haman. They were sitting and learning Parashas Haman. V'Rabbi Lezer Amidoi Yoshim and Rabbi Lezer Amidoi was sitting with them. Nene Rabbi Lezer Amidoi v'Oma. Mon Shiyar Lam Yisrael, the mon that came down for Klal Yisrael, Hayugvaya Shishim Amah. It went up to a pile that was 60 amas tall. Amalem Reb Tafin. So Reb Tafin said to him, Maidah Ad Masa Ad Megabe Devarim. How long are you going to bring together all these kind of facts that don't make any sense? Or maybe Elaine. Amalem Rebbe Mikrani Darish. I'll prove it to you from a pasuk. The pasuk says, by the Mabul, Chamish Esra Mamala, Govu Hamayim. The Mayim went 15 amas, V'chasu Ahorim, and covered the mountains. So it's a very difficult pasuk, he asked. V'chamish Esra Amba Ma'emek, V'chamish Esra Ahorim, and was in 15 amas in the valley, and 15 amas in the mountains. When water comes down, it comes down 15 amas. But the ground is not level. There are certain areas that are valley, certain areas that are hill. The chimayim shuri shuri kaima, that go up in piles. Furthermore, if that's the way that water fell, 15 amas of water fell, teva hachasagya, how could the teva have traveled? Ella, what happened was, he explained, mikara ksiv nifku, kamayanus time rabba. First rain came down at the Azri Mayim Bahadi Turi. There was so much rain that it covered fifth up to the top of the mountains. For Hodor, after that happened, the next step was Chamesh Esrim Amma Mamala Gobra Mayim. 15 amas on top of the mountains was their water. Now we have a rule, says the Gemara. The Chayzim Midah Meruba. Which does the Kadosh Baruch Hu give more of? Midah Toiva or Midah Peronis? Good or bad? Have a oima. Midah Toiva Meruba Midah Peronis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does more good than bad. What's the Raya? As Rashi explains, by Midah Toiva, the Pasuk says, Noitzer Chesed Lalofim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does good for 2,000 generations. If somebody does a mitzvah, the schus of the mitzvah remains for 2,000 generations. When somebody does bad, the Pasuk says, Ashleishim Arubayim, 3-4 generations. So it's 2,000 is 500 more times than 4. So we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does good much more than bad. The Rebbe's Peronis Olam, what does it say regarding the Mabul? The Rebbe's Hashemayim Niftachu. The Pasuk says that the windows were open. What does that mean? Two windows, Arubais. The Midah Toiva Oimer. What does the Pasuk in the capital of Tehillim that we began with, that discusses the month, say? V'yitzav Shchokim Imal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded, V'daseh Shemayim Pasuk, he opened up the doors of heaven, V'yam Temelei Mon Lechol, he gave them mon to eat, V'dgan Shemayim Nosan Lomai, they ate Dagan. Kam Arubis Yesh Bedelis, how many windows are there in each door? Arba. So if there are two doors, Daseh, Harei Kan Shmoina. So there were eight windows. So if two windows created 15 amas of rain, 8 is 4 times 2, so it's 4 times 15 is 60. And then to munch yard lam li soil, so the man was Gvai Shishim Amas 60 amas tall. I saw the Sfarim explain, these Gemaras are a little hard to explain, but the Sfarim explained what pshat at the man with all these numbers. So he says, as we said before, the man had the ability to give Klal Yisrael the understanding in Liman HaTorah, Hasagas HaTorah. So that's pshat. The man was 60 amas, corresponding to the 60 Masechtas of Shas. The man was two doors, corresponding to the two Luchais. And they say further that the man was four windows. Why four windows per door? To teach us that in order to remember and learn a Gemara properly, you have to learn it at least four times. Tanya, Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Man Sheyar Lam Yisrael, Hayim Is Gabe Va'Oyla, the man would go so high, At Sheroina Sekomas Mizrach Amarav, all the kings on the east and the west would see it. Shnema, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Tarach Lefana Shochan Neged Tzayriya, Kaiser Vaya, all the kings would see it. Amar Baya, so Baya says, Shema Minot, Kas the David L'Almud Asi, the Kais, on which David HaMelech will make Birchas HaMazon. The Gemara says that when Mashiach comes, there will be a feast, and the one that will lead the Birchas HaMazon will be David HaMelech. Ma'asin ve'esin v'chad luga ma'asin. That cup will hold 210 like. Shnema kaisi revoya, revoya b'gemat yehochi hava. Gemara is b'gemat yeh 210. So Ben Yehud explains the Gemara like this. He says, just like, what's the connection? How does the Gemara come in here with the kais of the Suda of Mashiach? So he says, just like the Gemara says by the month, that the month started with that all the kings saw it. So it started very big, and then it shrunk to size. Nobody could eat such a big piece of mud. So too, Lasad Lavai, David HaMelech will start with a very large cup, 210 lugim, and from that cup he will bench, and then he'll drink a revius. Why the measure of a leg? So two answers I saw. One is because leg is the smallest liquid measurement. Another pshat I saw is because it says shemen in this pasuk, and this pasuk is shemen is always measured by leigen. Rav Tzadok HaKohen explains this pasuk. How do we know that this pasuk is speaking about lasad lavai when Mashiach comes? Maybe this pasuk is speaking about nowadays. So he says the word revoya means to be satiated. The pasuk here is saying that kais revoya will be satiated with limud haTorah. So he says in this world, as much as we learn, we will never really comprehend the depths of the pshat. When will it be kaisi revoya that we will understand the depths? When Mashiach comes. Ask the Gemara back to what we said before, that we learned that the mon was so large. From the Mabel, she says, how could you compare the two situations? Holei damya, the two situations aren't the same. Hosam ba'bom yamin, by the Mabel it rained for 40 days. Hacha chadashata, here the mon comes down only for 1 hour. So that's why the mon should be much less. On the other hand, hosam kuriyama, the Mabel, the whole world it rained for. Hacha, it only brought marble man in the midbar where Klaiso was. Therefore, the Nafshut face, so maybe even more. So, where do we come to compare the two? Answers the Gemara, Rav Elazar Medoy, Psicha, Psicha Gama. He learns Xer Shav, the word Psicha, and that's how he compares the two, not with any specific logic. So, we learned in the Mishnah that in Yom Kippur, Asa Bechila, one may not eat. Ask the Gemara, Chani Chamisha Nuim Knegami. The Mishnah says that there are five things that we're not allowed to do in Yom Kippur. Chil Shtia, Sich Rechitza, Nilas HaSandal, Tashmish Shamita. So like the Tosfos Yeshanim explains the Gemara. We already quoted when we started the Perek that there's a Machloikis Rishonim if Achil V'Shtia is certainly also Midarais in Yom Kippur. Everything else, many Rishonim hold only with Rabbonim. So the part is asking, Chamisha Nuim Kenegami, it's not saying Menolon. Menolon means from where do we know? That means it would be Asma Deraisa. It's not Asma Deraisa. What's the Asmachta that the Rabbanon said that it's Asr? Amrav Chizda, Kenegat Hein Nuim Shbetorah. Because the Torah speaks about Inui five times. The passage says Ba'asr, Va'ach Ba'asr, Shabbos Shabbosoin, V'Shabbos Shabbosom, V'Aislehem. Ask the Gemara. So we have the Torah mentioning Inui five times. Hani Chamisha Hava, Vanan Shitatnan. If we learn our Mishnah, there are six. So how do we get to six if the Torah only uses the word Inui five times? Answers the Gemara, Shtia Bechal Achilahi. Shtia and Achila is one and the same. Domre Shlokish, Menayin L'Shtia Shi Bechal Achila. How do you know that Shtia and Achila are one and the same? Because the Torah says regarding Maisa Sheni, V'chalt L'fnei Hashem L'kecha, Masa D'goncha T'roshcha V'tzerecha. Tirosh, what is Tirosh? Chamra, who? It's wine. The kolay v'achalta. So you see that drinking can be called v'achila. Says the Ramai, v'dimo da'achla yedei nigran. Maybe it means, indeed, that he didn't drink wine. It means that he ate a dish that had in it wine. Domer Rabba Shmuel, a nigran, what is a nigra? Mai de silka. It's water in which beets are cooked and they add wine. Ach sigroin is a different type of dish. The mai the kul shaki, in which they cook vegetables. And they put wine in it. So maybe when the pasuk says v'achalta, tiroshcha, it doesn't mean that you drank wine. Wine is not eaten. Wine is drunk, and drunk is not a chila. What does the Torah mean? That you ate a dish that had in a wine. And the Farshim say that's what makes sense to say pshat in the pasuk is. Because yitzarecha means oil. No one could drink oil. Even if you drink oil, you don't even make a bracha, because it's not derech achila. How do you eat oil? You eat it as part of a dish. So that's why wine doesn't mean that you drank wine separately. You drank it as part of a dish. Here we have a proof that achila and shtia are the same. Because the pasuk says, v'nosata kesev b'chol ha-shatav ha-nafshcha. The pasuk is speaking about redeeming my sesheni. And the pasuk says, you give the money, v'bok b'tzoyim b'yayin b'sheicha. Sheikh Shtihu, Sheikh is called drinking, the Kai Rahman of Achata. Ask the Gemara again, Mimai, Vidim Hokanami de Achlay de Nigrin, not that you drank wine, you ate a dish that has in the wine. Says the Gemara, Sheikh Xiv. The Pasuk calls it Sheikher, needed Meshacher. Something that makes you drunk. When you drink wine, you can become drunk. Drinking, eating a dish that has wine in it doesn't make you drunk. Ask them of a dimmed veil kilos. Maybe what it means that he ate this type of fig from Kielis, the Tanya ochot veil Kielis, if somebody ate this fig, or shasad dvash v'cholof, or he drank honey or milk, v'nichnas l'migdush, and like that he enters the base of migdush, chayif. So it doesn't mean wine. It means midi the mashaker, and these things are mashaker. It's a very interesting machlokes rishonim. For a moment, we'll speak it out. What is the halacha? The Rambam says that if somebody drinks wine, and he enters the base of Mikdash, even if he doesn't do any avoidah, he's over the Isser. Other Rishonim say you're only over the Isser if you actually do avoidah. What happens if somebody became intoxicated, not through drinking wine, but became intoxicated by eating one of these items? So the halacha is he gets Malchus, Chayiv, but avoidah is kosher. So again, we don't have a proof that Echil Ishtia, Al-Yalav Sheikh is Sheikh Minazar. We learn Exereshav, the word Sheikher, that it says here, from the word Sheikher that it says that a Nazar. Ma'alahal and Yain, a Nazar is not allowed to drink wine. Afkan, Yain, Vatirosh, when the Torah speaks about Yain, it means, when Sheikher, it means Yain. Tosfos asks an interesting question. Tosfos says, okay, we proved from Sheikher, Sheikher, that it means wine. But who says it means wine in a liquid state? Maybe it means that you froze wine. It congealed. And it's eating, but we still don't have a proof that drinking is achila. So Taisha says that the Gzeir Shava of Sheikha says it's exactly similar by a Nazir. And by a Nazir means he drank wine, so here too it means that he drank, not ate. But the Chassam Sofer takes from this Taisha, he says, from here we see that frozen wine is still considered wine. So he says, from here we see that a frozen liquid, if you take a liquid and you freeze it, it still has the status in halacha of a mashka. And that's what the Paiskim Paskin. It's Negei, let's say you make ices. So the Paiskim say, I saw this in the Shalos Tshuvos Per Moshe, if you freeze any beverage, it's still considered a beverage. His brother in the Betzel HaChokhmah says, let's say you freeze a beverage, but in the beverage, you make ices that have in it frozen pieces of fruit, that may not be anymore Shahakl, that may not have the status of a mashka. So we're saying now that Shtiyah B'chlal Achila, this has relevance la'alocha. I'll give you two examples. One example is, the Paiskim say, Daruch Liner says this, let's say somebody on Yom Kippur ate and drank behelam echad. Is it considered that he did two separate aveiros, or is it all one and the same? So since Agmar says shti and achila one and the same, it's only considered one aveira. Another place that I saw Trumas Hadeshin. Trumas Hadeshin says, on Purim we have to give Shalach Manas. And we know when you give Shalach Manas, you have to give two minim. What happens if you give one of the minim, which many people do, is a beverage? It's not a food. So since we see Shtiyah B'chlal Achila, if you give a beverage, it's considered like you gave a Meichel. Ask the Gemara, V'tirish Chamruhu, is Tirish wine? V'tanya, it says in the Brayis Masechta Nedarim, Hanayda Min HaTirish, if somebody makes a neder that he won't have any Tirish. Also B'chol Minim Masika, he's not allowed to eat any sweet fruit, or Mutter B'yayin, but he's allowed to have wine. Says the Gemara. On the other hand, v'lav chamerhu, how can you say the tirish is not wine? The ksiv is a pasuk in Zechariah. The tirish yenoiviv psulish. The tirish wine opens up what's hidden, just like a psula is closed and opens it up. So too wine has the ability. So you see, it's wine. It says that tirish doesn't mean wine. It means dova habor mina tirish. It means something that comes from the grape, the wine that comes from the grape. That has the ability to yenoiviv psulish to open up the secrets. Ask the Gemara, "Ksiv tirish yikavecha yifroitzu, your wine pit will be exploding with wine. You'll have such a bracha, pasuk in Mishlei." So, like the Ben Yoyad explains, the previous pasuk we could explain is speaking that it's coming by wine that comes from grapes. But here we're talking about the wine pit. The wine pit doesn't have grapes, so it ostensibly means wine. Explains the Gemara, "Dova haba menatirish." So explain what the pasuk is teaching us is that the grapes of Eretz Yisrael will be so succulent that they'll give off so much wine that they'll fill up all of the wine pits. Says the Gemara, "Vaksivs nus v'yayin v'tirosh yikav leif," that wine and immorality could rob a person's heart, and that's wine, not grapes. says the Gemara, "Kulam tirish chamru." Indeed, tirish means wine. However, in the Darim, we don't follow what it really means. Halakach lashem adam. People call tirish, which really means wine, they refer to it as grapes. This is a very interesting din in the Rajba. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rajba. The Gemara is saying, "Benadam halachach loshem neyadam." And since where they lived, they called tirosh grapes. Tirosh means grapes. He says, "What about nowadays? If somebody uses in a nether the word tirosh, what will it mean?" So the Rajba says, "Now we don't speak that language, so we revert back to what the Torah really means." And what is the word tirosh? This is what the Shach explains to Shulchan Aruch. What does the word tirosh really mean? Wine. So if somebody will use the word tirosh in another, he will be also from wine. Continues the Gemara. For my korla yayin, for my korla tirosh. So we see it's called yayin and we see it's called tirosh. Why these two different languages? Yayin shmevi yimololol oilam. It brings sorrow to the world. And in fact, the gematria of the word yayin is the same as the gematria of the word yolo. Tirosh, shekolam is garbo nasarosh. Somebody that gets accustomed to it can lose his money. He spends all his money on his wine. Rav Kahana Rami, ksif tirosh, without the vav, ksif tirosh. Zocha nasarosh, the wine can make you smart, it opens up your head, it makes you happy. Simcha is important. Lo zocha, but if a person doesn't use wine in proper moderation, nasarosh, it can cause poverty. Behind the rover rami, ksiv yisamach v'ksiv yismach. Zocha misamchoi, if a person is worthy, the wine makes him happy. Loi zocha, if he's not, mishamamoi, it could destroy him because he spends all his money on it. Behind the rover, chamra v'rechni pichin. The wine and the besamim made me smart. So there's a beautiful vart that the Michsalazer went to Yisrael, he met with the Saba Kadisha, who was Rabbi Alfandri. And he told him what's pshat in this Gemara. He says, the Gemara says that besamim, when they made besamim, sound was important. They used to say hodei kodei, like we say in Peter McTyrus. Sound is good when you make besamim. When they made wine, the Gemara says in Masechta Menachos, silence is quiet. Chamri v'reinchni. Who's a pikeach, who's a smart person, who knows sometimes to talk, and knows sometimes to be quiet. Rav Nachum Zembe says that Shlomo Melech was called the Chacham Mikol Adam. He was the smartest person. What made him so smart? He made two takanas. One takana was Erev Chatzeres, and another takana was Netilas Yadayim. Erev Chatzeres means that we all become one big group. Netilas Yadayim means that we separate ourselves for Tahara. The Chacham is sometimes to be part of the group, and sometimes to be separate. And the Bava Rebbe takes this concept one step further. He says, the Gemara says, Im ein das, if a person doesn't have seichel, havdolah menayin, he can't make havdolah. He says, what's on the table when we make havdolah? Wine and besamim. Das, what is wisdom? Somebody who has in himself the characteristics of wine to know when to be quiet, and the characteristics of besamim know when to speak up. Halacha l'maisa, there are paiskim that say that water is not included in shtiyah, because it's not mazen, it doesn't give nourishment. However, most achronim disagree with that. They certainly say that it's included. And there's an interesting Rav Shlomo Kluger. Rav Shlomo Kluger, the Stechemet quotes him, says that the only shtiyah that's usur is of something which is a beverage. But let's say you take a food and you liquefy it, that's not called shtiyah. Stechemet brings down many achronim that disagree with Rav Shlomo Kluger. We certainly don't agree with that. And even if somebody drinks a liquefied food on Yom Kippur, he's over. Before we go further, just to put something on the table that we should think about as we learn these sugyas. Rav Chanan in the Kibbutz Ha'oris has a shaila. What does the Torah, we're identifying various things as being inui on Yom Kippur. Achil v'shtiya, assuming we're going to talk about rechitz v'sicha. What does that mean? Does the Torah mean that if somebody eats or drinks or washes himself on Yom Kippur, he was mevatel, he disrupted the inui? Or does the Torah mean that these are positive ways of accomplishing inui? In other words, what does these things mean? That if you do them, you won't have inui, or doing them makes you have inui? The Devar Yecheskel says it certainly means the second way. Doing these things cause inui. Ask the Gemara. Rechitz v'sicha minola. How do we know rechitz and sicha are also in Yom Kippur? Menal Dikri Inu, that they called Igri, Diksiv. That Neil found out that Kairish had reneged on his promise. He had said that he would build the base of Migdash and he changed his mind. So it says regarding the Neil, Lechem Chamudus Lechalti, I didn't eat Lechem Chamudus, we'll see in a moment what that is. Obos V'yayin Labo'api, I didn't eat meat or drink wine. V'soich Lechalti. My lechem chamudus lo yachalti. What does that mean? Amar Yehuda b'Reid of Shmuel b'Shelis. Afilu b'nami d'chiti d'kaiti. Bread made out of white wheat lo yachal. He didn't eat. Umnol on the chosh of inui. How do we know that it was considered inui? D'ksev yom alai al tira Daniel. Don't be concerned, Daniel. Kim yom harishin shnasata slipcha lahavin us anois lufnei lekecha. From the day you started to be me'ani yourself, to be in pain for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nishmat v'recha. What you asked for has been heard and will be accomplished. We'll speak about it more in the next shiur. But what do we see here? The Ritva explains. It certainly doesn't mean that because he didn't eat white bread or didn't eat meat or he didn't drink wine that he was be'inui. So he didn't eat white bread. So he ate regular bread. He didn't drink wine. He didn't eat meat. What must be the inui? The seich le'sachti, that he didn't anoint himself. So we see that abstaining from anointing is inui. So says the Gemara, fine. Ashkarn Sikha. So we identified how we know that Sikha is Inui. But ask the Gemara Rechitz Manolan, how do we know that withholding Rechitz is also an Inui? On of Zutra Bered of Tuvia Amakra, the Tava Kamayim Bekirboy, Ukushemin Batsmoisov. The passing in Tehillim compares water to oil. So if oil is anointing oneself with oil is also, so too washing oneself with water is also. Daim Kishtiya. Ask the Gemara, maybe when the Pasuk compares the oil, it doesn't mean to smearing. To smearing water means to drinking water. Says the Gemara, we're comparing it to oil. Mashem, what is done with the oil? People don't drink oil; they smear oil. Mashem mavroi af mayim mavroi. So it must mean that the Kapasik is comparing drinking, smearing, anointing to washing. Says the Gemara, you can't say pshat in the pasuk that way. But Tana ifcha kanos of law. We learned in the Mishnah Masech the Shabbos just the opposite. That man menayin l'sich kishtiya. How do we know that smearing is like drinking b'yom kippurim? So the Gemara Masech the Shabbos says apish en rayo dava seich l'dava. Even though it's not an explicit proof, I'll show you some allusion to it. Shnama v'tava kamayim b'kirboy. So you see that the pasuk is referring to the drinking of water and the smearing of oil. So how can you say the pasuk speaking about washing? How we know that a Yom Kippur one may not wash himself, we can refer back to the pasuk that we quoted before. The pasuk says, that the Neil didn't smear himself. So if the Pasuk wants to teach us that the Neil didn't shear himself, it should have just said the word soich once. Why does the Pasuk say the word sachti, the soich le sachti twice? Want to teach us that he didn't shmear himself, and want to teach us that he didn't wash. There's an interesting Taisus, the Taisus is actually in Daf Ayin Zayin and Aleph, that has a discussion. Here is saying that sicha is kishtiya, that you're not allowed, that shmearing is like drinking. So Rabbeinu Tam, so based on this, Rabbeinu Tam asked, maybe perhaps one may not use a non-kosher soap. Because the soap is like drinking. So just like you're not allowed to drink something not kosher, you shouldn't be allowed to smear yourself with something not kosher. So Ben Atam says that this halacha is only limited to smear. This halacha is only limited to Yom Kippur, he says perhaps to Trumas and Maestras. Otherwise, Sikh Kishti is not a full-fledged dinan halacha, and one may shmear himself with a non-kosher product. There are other paiskim that make the following distinction. They say it's a difference if it's a bar, a soap bar, or it's a liquid. A liquid is worse than a bar, because here we're saying Sikh Kishti, where do we use the concept of Sikh? By shemen. Shemen is a liquid, so liquid is usr, but a bar is not like a liquid, and it's mutter. Other paiskim draw a distinction between fat from a chazer and other fats that come from a kosher animal that may not have been slaughtered properly. And they say only fat from a chazer is usr, fat, other animal fat, even though it's not kosher fat, is permitted. The Gra says that the Ramah in Hilchos Shabbos, discusses washing oneself with soap, that it's also in Shabbos. Says the Gra, it's a proof that you're allowed to wash yourself. Because only on Shabbos does the Ramah say it's also, it doesn't, but during the week it's obviously mutter. The Gra, however, quotes a whole slew of Rishonim that hold that one may not use non-kosher soap. One should be careful that the soap that they use is kosher. And the Mishnah Berurah in the Ri'ah Halacha says the L'chatchila one should try to use only kosher soap. The Aruch HaShulchan says that one of the reasons we could be more makel on soap is because the soap that we use nowadays is pogum. You can't eat soap, it's foul. And therefore, since it's foul tasting, even if it's not kosher, you could perhaps